14 minutes to 9, Wednesday morning is Travel Morning and Conor McGee joins us. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Morris.
Tell us you've got some great deals.
I hope I have. I think I have.
All right, far away.
I was searching all yesterday afternoon, Morris, and I did come up with, or did find some interesting last minute deals for people to consider. Starting off with this Saturday, from Dublin to Lake Garda in Italy. It's a popular part of the world to go this time of the year, and the resorts of Torbole and Riva are available there, leading in at $399 per person.
It's good for this time of the year.
Indeed, and funny, that is the running on to the theme of peak season 399 sale. There are a host of holidays still available for $399 out of Belfast and Dublin throughout July, including Crete, Gran Canaria, Minorca, Ibiza and Turkey, all leading in at £399, self-catering for a week. And in actual fact, the Turkey offer is for 10 nights at £399.
Very good. And is this normal for this time of year at that price? Because I have a feeling it's usually a bit more than that. So usually £499.
Yeah, you're right. £500 would kind of be the benchmark for a July holiday. But I don't know really what's happening this year. Anybody who has in the gamble and weed, there are some bargains to be had. But there's no guarantees with that approach. So, there's some options there. Moving on, like, there are still some family deals as well. Like the Lake Garda option I mentioned going out on Saturday is also available for a family on 30th of June. And also in August, a family of two adults and a child can go to Lake Garda for £1,400. Or a family of four can go for £1,700.
Okay.
But the one that caught my eye from the family deals, Morris, was the 10th of August to Costa Dorada, which is a very popular resort with the Port Aventura theme park being close by. But all-inclusive there for a family of three is £1,500. That's all-inclusive. And it's only £200 more than the self-catering in Lake Garda.
Indeed, yeah. So it's £500 per person, basically, and it's everything included there.
Absolutely. Okay. And a family of four is the same dynamic. It's coming in at £1,900, slightly less than £500 per person.
Okay.
But and of course, cruises are still a consideration, albeit. And the difficulty with cruises in the last minute is the cost of flights. And yes, the cruise might be cheap, but it's expensive to fly or to buy a flight in the last minutes on any of the no-frills airlines. So it's kind of cruising, you need to think ahead more. So as an example, Norwegian Cruise Lines have a sale on at the moment for departures off-season, for example, 14 October from Belfast down to Barcelona and cruising the Met from as little as £599.
Do you see, if you were kind of that way minded and smart about it, could you predict when the cruise is going to be cheapest and book your flight in advance?
you could take that risk, although the problem is when you book the flights separate from any other part of a holiday, it's not then financially protected by Atoll.
Right, yeah.
So you do run the risk. But if you're going to book flights for, say, 2 or 3 weeks in Spain and you're trying to get a cruise in the middle of it somewhere, yeah, that could possibly work.
It's worth thinking about, perhaps.
Worth thinking, indeed.
Okay.
There are still some cruises out of Southampton, Morris, ever popular, Independence of the Seas. It's a Royal Caribbean ship. It's a 14-night Italian Mediterranean cruise going on the 28th of July for families who want to consider that one, and it's $12.99, including flights and transfers from Belfast. So it works out at under £100 a night, as we always try to make it.
Okay, and finally?
Finally this week, Fred Olsen Cruises are, for the first time, offering a direct cruise from Belfast, flying required. One going on the 3rd of October for 12 nights from Belfast down to Portugal and Madeira and Tenerife, Lanzarote, back up to Portugal and back into Belfast Port.
Wow, you see, this is what we've been waiting for.
I know.
It's okay, the cruise ship's coming into Belfast, but I don't really, no harm to Cork and to Glasgow and wherever else. I don't really want to cruise the British Isles, do you know what I mean? If I get
That's
on a
it.
Cruise from Belfast, I want to go to Madeira, I want to go to Lanzarote.
Well, there you go. A one-off departure on the 3rd of October from Belfast. It's 12 nights on board. The lead-in price is $999, which is well under the £100 a night.
Yep.
And as I say, it is a one-off. 3rd of October, Fred Olsen Boudica is the name of the ship. And actually, as a matter of interest, when it comes back into Belfast, Morris, it's then doing a two-night cruise over to Liverpool and back.
I like that.
Slightly different part of the world.
Cruise ship up the Mersey.
And it's £199. So
£199. Oh, well, it's a good sampler.
It's a starter.
So did you say that's a one-off, once-only cruise?
Once only, 3rd of October, that ship will then start sailing out of Southampton and other places around the UK, but it's given Belfast a shot, well, so let's get behind it.
Yeah, well, it's good that they have a bit of sense to sort of go for that. Well, how many nights was it again?
12 nights, Morris,
I think that would be a good seller for them, you know?
Well, hopefully, because if it does, then of course we might get more options next year.
Exactly. Those are the deals. Excuse me, there's a whole lot more up on the website, u105.com/travel. Connor, thank you, sir.
U105 travel deals with Pinnacle Worldwide. Spring, summer, autumn or winter, whenever you travel, visit the trusted travel experts at pinnacleworldwide.co.uk.